97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Now, I'll be honest, I've had plenty of frustrations with insurance companies over the year. In fact, we're dealing with that right now because we were hit by the pretty rough hailstorm. Maybe what? When was that? Was that May?
Yeah.
It was a while ago. We had to get a whole new roof. Now we're having to replace our siding. But of course, our insurance company is only covering a portion of it. So we're still having to shell out several thousand dollars to get the rest of it done so that we don't just have, 10 or whatever it is. Pieces of siding, clearly don't match. And of course they say, we've discontinued the type of siding that you have, which is interesting, by the way, because I've been talking to my neighbors who were in the same boat as us, because our neighborhood must have been like ground zero for this hailstorm. I mean, everyone in our neighborhood's getting new roofs, new siding. And they were saying, that is interesting because our insurance company told us that our siding was also discontinued.
Kim, it's like the lightning cord for your Apple phone. They change it ever so often, so you'll have no choice but to buy new accessories.
Bingo. That was my exact thought. Maybe I'm a cynic, but that was exactly what went through my mind when everyone was starting to talk. I mean, I already thought it, and then they just confirmed it when they told me that they were told the same thing. Listen to what happened to this couple out of California. So I guess these insurance companies are using these aerial shots, and now that's very easy because you have drones, you can fly up in the air over these homes. So this California couple was dropped from their home insurance plan last month because there was a satellite photo that was taken and sent to them in the mail, letting them know they were being dropped, that showed what was called moss. Okay. They're saying, no, it was just solar panels. In fact, the local news station that did this story, they had the aerial shot and it looks like solar panels. But the insurance company was claiming that the roof had algae, mildew, and mold that would negatively impact its structural integrity. That was all they were told. They didn't get anything else other than we're dropping you. And they had them for like 20 some odd years.
That's ridiculous.
They tried to file an appeal. Didn't work. This is interesting. Now, I know I'm talking about a situation out of California, but I truly believe that this could happen here. And I'm going to go over that here in a second. But I want you to listen to part of the story again that was done on this couple out of California.
Insurance broker of 30 years, Carl Sussman, says insurers must give you the chance to fix the problem and the option to prove the insurer got that hazard wrong.
They don't want to get slammed by the Department of Insurance, and believe me, they will if they're non-renewing you for a reason that doesn't exist.
He admits insurance companies are running scared right now and finding reasons to drop customers because they're not turning a profit in California.
Yes, that's California, but who's to say that's not going to happen here? Again, we have had a lot of natural disasters here in Missouri. In fact, I found an article on Fox 2 that talks about that and how that has driven up car insurance policies, specifically in Missouri, California, and Minnesota. And as you know, a lot of these insurance companies bundle home and auto.
Sure.
And, my mindset would be, we're paying so much money into you and we don't ever really file a policy. So you'd think that you'd have plenty of money to be able to cover these claims. But I will admit to my ignorance, I don't know a lot about this. I'm obviously, when you have, hundreds and hundreds of homeowners at the same time filing claims that are several thousand dollars each, that's millions of dollars. So I'm sure you're not equipped to cover that because you've probably, in some cases, maybe you've spent the money and invested it, right? A lot of these companies do that.
Oh,
they're
sure they do.
Just like banks stuff. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's like car insurance. You have car insurance. You're paying into it every single month. You have one little claim, and all of a sudden, your rate's gone up.
I don't pretend to understand how the actuarials figure it all out, to be honest with you. But there's a reason why when you apply for home insurance, they want your driver's license number. Have you ever noticed that?
No.
Whether you've got auto insurance with them or not. Or like a life insurance company, for example, will often ask for your driver's license number.
I don't think I realize that. Because, I mean, obviously, I know they do when you have auto insurance.
Well, because your driver's license, if you have a series of accidents and or speeding tickets or whatever, you get bumped up in risk on other insurance, not just auto insurance.
I did not realize
that. Homeowners insurance, life insurance, they all these actuarials. They know how to play all of this stuff into it to determine how great of a risk you are. And then there are regional risks on top of that, right? In the Midwest, it could be a tornado damage or flooding. Florida, you know what it is, hurricanes, right? California, earthquakes.
Well, and just like if you live in the city, because I used to live in the Southampton neighborhood, and your rate for your car insurance is going to be, I would say, significantly higher than if you moved to St. Charles County, because your risk of getting bumped or broken into is a lot higher if you're living in those areas than it is compared to others.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people realize that. In fact, I was caught off guard initially when that happened, and I saw that my rate had gone down, which I loved. I don't know. When we moved, a few years ago after we got married. But I just find it very interesting. It's equally frustrating for me dealing with these insurance companies and just all these little ways they find to get out of having to pay. And I get that that's their job, right? Like, that they have to make money. They have to be profitable. That's what a lot of people in Florida are dealing with, is a lot of these insurance companies will not insure because you have Hurricane Helene and then Milton, like, what, a week or two later, and they're like, we're not profitable. Well, we simply can't afford to insure people here.
And you've got people, I'm sure, that try to take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
My daughter was in a car accident. Somebody hit her. And the other company is taking care of all. They've repaired the car, all that stuff. She had to go to the chiropractor because she had a little bit of whiplash. And they called me the other day and they said, oh, by the way, how's your daughter feeling? You know, I know this phone call's being recorded. How's she doing? How's she feeling? We'd like to offer you a cash settlement for pain and suffering. So I'm thinking in the back of my mind, I should probably be on the phone calling the Onder Law Firm, because I could probably get a lot more than what they're offering me out of it. But the other side of me is, well, she's not really, I don't feel like she's injured that badly. I mean, she's gone to the chiropractor a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But you know there are people out there that will take advantage of that situation.
Yeah.
And these companies, they have to figure that liability problem into the mix.
And I do feel bad for them in that sense, because you're right. You're going to have a few bad apples who are going to squeeze out everything they can possibly get when it's really not justified. Now, the chiropractor I get, although there was a similar situation I was in, I've only been in one, if you even want to call this a car accident. Well, no, I guess two. But anyway, point being, I was at a stoplight and the woman in front of me started going. So what, like 5 miles an hour? She had just started going and then she slammed on her brakes. Well, I guess I wasn't paying close enough attention. And this is back in college. And I tapped her, like seriously tapped her. And she was...
Got out holding her neck.
Oh, she had, you know, going... And trust me when I tell you I'm an advocate for chiropractic care. I grew up with that in my family. My two brothers-in-law are both chiropractors. So I am a big fan of that. I think it's necessary. But I remember she was wanting to go to physical therapy and all these... I mean, it was like I must have tapped her going 2 miles an hour. And I can understand needing, honestly, maybe potentially needing some chiropractic care, because the littlest little bump actually can cause damage. But that would be an example of that, long story short, where I felt like she was kind of trying to take advantage of it, and maybe she wanted to go anyway. And she's like, you know what? Perfect. This lady hit me, and now I can get her insurance company to pay for it.
Jackpot. Yeah, you hate that, but it all figures into it, and they're always trying to figure out that angle, for sure. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.